Let's talk about porn and why it is affecting the Islamic youth. Porn is very alluring in our age, in the age which we are living, and yet it is so much destructive, and especially for the teenagers. And if the parents are listening to this podcast, or if there is anyone who have their parents who understand English or speak English, just listen with them, okay? Or just send this link to them as well, because I'm going to be talking about everyone over here, and I actually want to convey this message to parents as well. So why is pornography so powerful? Because simple thing is that pornography actually creates a desire in the youth, okay? The desire to have sex, desire to have lust. Having lust in this age is very common. It happens to every one of us. But the controllance of this thing is known by very few people. You are going to find girls are good at this, but boys are actually not that much good at it. And now the studies are finding that girls are also not good at it. Both boys and girls are actually falling into this habit of porn and masturbation and whatnot. It is leading to that things. So why these things became common because of the mobile phones. The phones that we have in today's world, it's just a handy device. I just pick my phone up, I just search the porn website, and I just start watching it. It's that much easier. Before it was not like that. Before it was not easily available. But due to the smartphone and the revolution, whatnot, these things become so much common. So the rise of social media and sexting and technology in general has created an issue for both boys and girls. And they just directly get hooked to the pornographic material and content, and they start watching it. So before talking like that, okay, let's just talk statistics. Let's just talk numbers. We all love numbers. We all love logic. So let's talk about it. First of all, they are approximately, like, this is an approximation, and the data is also quite old. It is not a new data. It is the data of, I guess, 2011 or 2012. And now it is just a 10-year gap. So you can just imagine how much the data could have been changed. So approximately there were 11,000 adult films which were releasing annually at that period of time. And porn industry was making around $2.84 billion a year. And the industry was estimated at that period of time to make about $100 billion a year. So it can be possible that they are actually making this much of money nowadays. And the most searched term on the internet is sex. And according to a research, 87% of the university students say that they have had sex over phones and the webcams. So scary. It is so much scary. Now you're going to be finding that data that why are these porn industry, they actually warn the young kids, why they are affecting the minds of the youth. So porn industry is an enormous business, as such knows how to increase its market. They know the addictive nature of their products, and especially for the teens. So they might want to know that parents don't, okay? So they are actually doing types of research which even parents don't know about. So in our age, or the teenagers, the brain is actually easily motivated by the perceived reward, okay? Our adolescent age, we actually release some types of hormones where we just actually get motivated by the perceived rewards. So the reward pathway in the brain, we call it the ventral tegmental area and the nucleus and the prefrontal cortex. Biology students, don't kill me. This is not my field. I'm just telling you. If I'm not pronouncing it correctly, I'm sorry for that. But yeah, these are the very sensitive stages at that age, okay? So when stimulated, the brain releases dopamine. Dopamine actually is a very good thing for us, a very bad thing for us. We get it when we eat sugar, we get it when we drink alcohol, we get it when we... It is the hormone which actually excites us, or, you know, it actually gives us motivation. It is just like an addiction. Whatever addiction that we actually have, it is due to the release of dopamine. So dopamine itself is not bad. It can be a very good thing. In fact, it actually helps with the motivation, enjoyment, and managing mood. However, when the dopamine is released as a result of interaction with the pornography, the results were quite deteriorating. Because what is actually happening is like whenever the person who actually watched the pornography or just experiences sexual fantasies, the brain stores that experience. Meanwhile, the dopamine, it actually shouts an irresistible message to the brain region it hits, and it's like, do it again. The dopamine is simply saying to the brain that you have to do it again. Now, this effect actually brings a chain. Like, it happens in the alcohol, it happens when the person is smoking, it happens when the person is taking drugs, it happens when a person is eating sugar. So, that is the dopamine working for them. Now, what actually happens is that the person actually became enslaved to their brain, and they just start watching these things again and again. This becomes a sexual fantasy for them, and it is like a basic need, like they are drinking water or they are eating food. It is very scary, very, very scary it is. And the level of youth it is affecting is more scarier than this fact. So I was actually reading the article, and the person who actually wrote that article, his son's classmate actually shared the story, and his son actually told his father about the story that his classmate told him. So that at that period of time, his son was at a his son was 12 year old, and his classmate actually saw a R-rated movie which is full of nudity and violent sexual content. And that type of content, even most adults are not able to handle that kind of simulation, let alone a adolescent developing brain is handling that type of content. It's quite scary. And what actually happened is that a person took his son to the counseling, and his son has also watched that R-rated film. And when he went for counseling, and the doctor asked him that what experiences you get actually by seeing the sexual scene, by seeing people doing sex, and what the 12 year old child said, he said, I really felt nothing. Like, it was like nothing for him. Like, this is so scary. Like, can you even imagine a 12 year old watching sex scenes, and then they are saying that this is nothing for us? That is how the people, that is how the children are actually affecting. Like, this is quite scary for us. Like, if you just think for a moment, this is really going to destroy our future if we are going to be falling into these traps. I hope if the parents are listening that you have some type of control over your kids. Otherwise, it is really going to destroy their life if they are doing these types of stuff. That's why I always say, whenever you are giving your children phone, you should be having a control over it. Because in the end, if you don't have the control, they literally have the liberty to watch whatever they want to watch. And that is really going to destroy them if they are going to do these things. So, what is going to happen if the children or the teen are going to watch the porn consistently, okay? If they're watching it in a consistency manner. So, first of all, they are going to start questioning about their own body after seeing the sexual scene and porn and whatnot. They're not going to feel good in their body. There will be a behavior problem. There will be the depressive feeling. And there will be bonding issues with the family, including their own parents, okay? And then they are going to have some unrealistic sexual beliefs and the values, because they show so many weird things in pornography, and they are going to start believing those things, and they will be start having the early interest in sex, and that can lead to very bad things like adultery and fornication, whatnot. So this is all about it. Like, even when I just share these experiences, it really scares me, like, how youth is actually getting affected from these things. They really don't have no idea. They don't have any control over it. And this is the biggest fight for today's youth, to control their lust, to control their themselves, their desire from falling into these traps of pornography and sexual desires. It is very scary. Now, how can we actually overcome from these things? Like I said, the person should really start to think that these things are not good for them. It is not good for their health, and it is actually affecting them right now, and in the end also it is going to affect them, and they are literally destroying their future. They are also destroying their hereafter for it. So they must realize that this is really not a good thing for them. Parents should also have a control over it, and they should actually realize that no, it is not, if we are going to stay silent over it, it is not the option. Silence is not an option over here. And people should realize that it can actually destroy their healthy relationship that they are actually having. And because of these sexual desire that they are going to have, it is really going to make your healthy relationship become impossible as long as you are in the trap of these sexual desires and pornography. Because it really rewires your brain, and pornography makes it hard to have a healthy and long-term relationship with the opposite sex. Love becomes conditional about me instead of us, and it makes the attachment very difficult. There is a hormone which is the bonding hormone, which is called oxytocin. I just, biology students, again, don't kill me for the names, I'm not good at it. So that hormone actually release in response to the relationship when a person is having a sexual experience. When teens view the pornography, they bond with the illusion, not the person, and so it really is going to affect them, and it is going to affect the healthy relationship that they are going to have afterwards. And depression is almost inevitable for the porn users. So many researches have confirmed that people who view pornography are more likely to struggle with depression. We were created by God to relate with Him, each other, and His creation. When we walk outside of His plan, obviously depression is going to follow us. So, we all have got the idea about it. And pornography and sexual fantasy stunts the brain growth. That is also a very big question over here, and a very big answer to it is, we naturally tend towards whatever gives us the immediate pleasure, and pornography trains the brain to pursue the explicit content at any cost. Both scripture and the science confirm that the essential ingredient of wisdom is the self-control, and true freedom is found in self-control, not in self-indulgence. So if you're not able to control it, if you don't have self-control over yourself, obviously it is going to affect your brain, and it is going to affect the growth of your brain. So there are so many effects that I am not even telling you, because it is really going, if you are actually a porn user, you are literally going to cry if I'm going to be talking about those effects. But yeah, we all have a scope to improve. We all have the scope to improve ourselves and make us make our life better. So it's in our hand, and we can actually leave it. And if you are really suffering from it, my best tip is that whenever you actually get these thoughts, whenever you get the sexual thoughts, just stay with your family or friends. Just don't be alone. If you're going to be alone, obviously Satan is going to take control of your mind, and it is going to not make you do good things, but it is going to make you do bad things. So that's all about it in this podcast, and I hope we all protect ourselves from these greater sin, and I hope that parents are also working over this issue, that they are actually finding out ways to protect their children from these habits. Otherwise it is really going to destroy the youth, and it is really not going to help us at all. So yeah, if I really hope that there are people who actually are doing something for it, or parents who are doing something for it. And if you really just don't believe in it, and you don't find the research topics, or you think that my research is wrong, just go on internet and search for it. There's a site enough is enough, which is making the internet safer for children and families in the US. So Enough is Enough is an organization which actually did the research, and they actually found that a nationality representative estimate of the US youth, okay, it is, we are talking about US youths, From the age of 14 to 18, they were exposed to pornography, where 84.4% of the males and the 57% of females. You see the ratio? It is so bigger. And they were introduced to pornography. It is really going to destroy us if we are not going to work for it. That's my ending line. Otherwise, it is really going to affect us. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He really makes it easy for everyone who are actually suffering from it. It is not easy to come out from it, but there is no choice. We just really have to come out of it, and we can do it. There is nothing outside our scope. If we put ourselves in that situation, surely we can also make ourselves come out of that situation very easily. So it's all up to us. And I also wanted to talk about one more thing. You know that females are actually getting exploited in these pornography content. There is a human racket, a sex racket, which actually goes on, where they just take female and make these sexual content without their will, just to pay them the money. So females are also suffering a lot from these things. So if you really think that this is a good thing, whatever we are doing, it is a good thing. So no, it is not a good thing. And it is also affecting them. It is also affecting the people who are actually working in it. So yeah, this podcast is actually quite long, because I actually wanted to cover every part of it, every little bits of it. And yeah, I have not completed the whole thing. I will be coming with the another podcast where I'm going to be talking about the effects of porn, like what is actually happening in the daily life, whatever is happening in our daily life, that how we are actually really getting affected from it. Like here I actually talked about in general, but I am going to be giving you the real life scenarios, and we are going to be talking with the people who actually got affected from it. So that will be an amazing podcast as well. So stay tuned for it. Don't forget to follow the podcast, so that whenever I just post the podcast, new podcast, you are going to get notification from it. Stay safe and stay away from porn. And I hope that you all are having an amazing day. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And say no to porn.